Well, with the retirement of NASCAR Dave, some things slipped through the cracks, and something almost slipped through the cracks completely here, but not completely now. And that is every year, NASCAR Dave made the trek up to Windham Mountain this time of year and got together with the Adaptive Sports Foundation and their Warriors in Motion. This year almost got by, but no, it didn't. Between the head people at Adaptive Sports Foundation, NASCAR Dave, we all got together and were able to talk about this year's activities, the Warriors in Motion, with the Adaptive Sports Foundation at Windham Mountain Resort, which started on the 31st of January and actually runs for one more day through the 4th. And with us this morning to talk about that, we have Carolyn Lynch, who is the program administrator and volunteer coordinator and the Warrior coordinator. Caroline, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, you're going to get, and you've had actually perfect weather since the Warriors have been at Windham Mountain this year.
We have. We've had beautiful sunshine, and it's warming up, so they're having a wonderful time out on the hill.
Now, for the people that aren't exactly sure of what the Adaptive Sports Foundation is, just give a little background filler for people what the Adaptive Sports Foundation is.
We are a program, not-for-profit, and we teach people with disabilities ski and snowboard, and we have our Warriors in Motion programming, which works with disabled veterans.
All right. Now, you know, when NASCAR Dave was up there, I spoke to a lot of veterans each year from all over the country. How many veterans do you have participating at Windham Mountain this year?
We have 23 veterans and all of their family members.
That's a whole lot of people.
That is a whole lot of people.
And they really are from all over the country, are they not?
Yes, we flew some people in on Thursday morning. So,
well, these are United States servicemen and women injured during active duty post September 11, 2011. And as we said, this year, what is a 16th annual? So for people that are listening for the first time, how does the Adaptive Sports Foundation get together with these Warriors, and what do they do at Windham Mountain for the days they're there?
Sure. So we recruit them through different veteran programming at the local VAs, and once they arrive with us, we do some skiing and snowboarding on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Last night we all went tubing, which was very fun, and we just spend time together and enjoy ourselves.
Now, how long have you been with the Adaptive Sports Foundation?
6 years.
And how did you first find out about the Adaptive Sports Foundation?
I was just doing some research, and I found it, and I came up for, I said I'd live in a ski town for a winter, and I fell in love with it.
Now, what's great about the Adaptive Sports Foundation as a charity, by the way, if you look them up, you're going to see they're in the top 10 most trusted charities that are monitored in this country. And I think that's very important, because a lot of people hear a lot of different things, but exactly what you do, the sole beneficiaries are the veterans themselves and their families.
Absolutely.
So now, a little bit about a history about you and about your history, and have you always been involved in helping people with disabilities, Caroline?
I have worked with people with disabilities before coming here, but it wasn't my main focus.
And obviously, this has. I know most people that go up to Windham and see this for the first time, get involved in this. It changes their lives. Did it change your life?
It absolutely did.
Talk a little bit about the Warriors that you work with and their families.
Sure. So we have, out of the 23 soldiers, we flew in some from Florida, Alabama, Texas, North Carolina, and then we have local Warriors from New York State, New Jersey, Connecticut, and their disabilities range from amputations to spinal cord injuries to PTSD or a brain injury. So we have a wide variety of everyone here. And we have their families, which range from husbands and wives to 6-year-old children. So it's a very fun event.
And once again, we are speaking with Carolyn Lynch, the Program Administrator, Volunteer Coordinator, and Warrior Coordinator about the Warriors in Motion, Adaptive Sports Foundation, once again, and Wyndham Mountain have put this on. And it runs again today and tomorrow. What are some of the activities the Warriors are going to be doing today?
Today we are getting ready to get them out on their skis and snowboards this morning, and there may even be some snowshoeing.
All right, and now the wrap-up day is tomorrow. Do you have anything? Is that a special day, or is that still a day out on the slopes?
Still a day out on the slopes.
Wow, and how long does it take you to set this weekend? This series of days, January 31st, February 4th, up as an organization. And I mean, is this a pretty time-consuming capacity?
This is very time-consuming. So the entire Wyndham community and the veteran community comes and rallies around us. So we spend a lot of time coordinating all the logistics so everyone can be involved. And this is just such a special weekend for everyone.
And how exactly do the service people get selected? Do they apply? Are they part of a pool that comes in every year? Or how does that work?
So they do have to apply. And then once they fill out their application, we review them to make sure that we have the right instructors and the right equipment before we accept them and their families.
All right. Now, Adaptive Sports Foundation, you deal with wounded veterans year-round with physical limitations, with lots of different programs, don't you, at the Adaptive Sports Foundation?
Yes. So we do hiking, mountain biking, road cycling, kayaking, golf, and many other sports during the summer. And then we do skiing and snowboarding and a little bit of Nordic during the winter.
The reason I asked that question to bring that up is I want people to understand that when you fundraise, you're not just fundraising to help veterans here at Wyndham Mountain in the summertime. This is a year-round thing that you go all around the country and have to produce, right?
Yes.
And fundraising is extremely important. How this is a little probably out of your ballywick, but I'm going to ask you anyways. How can people donate to the Adaptive Sports Foundation?
So if they can go to our website, which is www.adaptivesportsfoundation.org, and there is a ways to give button. If you click on that, you can donate directly to Warriors in Motion or to Adaptive Sports Foundation in general.
And let's talk a little bit about Adaptive Sports Foundation in general. You don't just deal with wounded warriors. You deal with kids. You deal with a whole range of people, right?
Absolutely. So every other weekend in the winter, except for this one special weekend for our veterans, we work with any person with a disability.
And that is any disability at all?
Yes.
And people that are listening to this now and have a disability and they want to contact you, they just have to go to your website, right?
Absolutely.
And that is AdaptiveSportsFoundation.org, AdaptiveSportsFoundation.org. But like most industries, you also are on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn. So there's a lot of different ways people can find you.
Yes.
From beginning to end, let's just take the process. If someone applies and they want to apply to a program, how long in advance should they apply for that program?
So it's normally about a month. The summer is a little bit easier. In the winter, we start accepting applications in November for this event.
Well, I can understand why. Once again, we're talking about the Adaptive Sports Foundation. And it's hard for me to believe that this is the 16th annual Learn to Ski and Ride event for servicemen and women up at Wyndham Mountain, put on by the Adaptive Sports Foundation. And when people get there for the first time, are they a little threatened by looking at the mountain? And do they warm up very easily to coming down a mountain like that?
We have a good mix. So we have a couple who are very nervous that look when they look right up there, they're very nervous. And then we have some that turn around and say, I'm ready to go to the top. So,
you know, it's locally, a friend of mine, Stephen Value, is a wounded warrior who was wounded and actually participated in your wintertime event up there. And it really is absolutely amazing, not only to see what it does for the veteran men and women, but I think it has, if not the same, more impact on the families.
Absolutely.
I mean, the families just seem to lighten right up and really, and I think they get as much, if not more, benefit out of this. Well, once again, the Warriors in Motion goes today and tomorrow at Wyndham Mountain, put on by the Adaptive Sports Foundation and Wyndham Mountain. If you folks out there want more information about the Adaptive Sports Foundation, adaptivesportsfoundation.org, adaptivesportsfoundation.org on the web. And I want to thank you at this late notice, Caroline, for taking a few minutes and joining us. And hopefully next year we're going to get up there and once again be able to interview some of the veterans and the families that are participating at Wyndham Mountain.
Thank you so much.